Blessings of Light. This is Astrophysics Class 7-2. How are you all doing this week? Blessings. I was just looking at the inner and outer screen at the same time as you tuned in on me today. I was slightly closing my eyes, looking at the tip of my nose and noticing the screen of the mind just above the eyelids. Why don't you try that? You don't close your eyes all the way. When you're able to do this while you're looking at another person, you will see thought strata come on this inner screen. Today we're going to talk about thought strata, mental power and mental control, transference, and mental telepathy, mental suggestion, and the power of thought perception. I want to tell you again, keep up your attunements, keep up your spiritual disciplines, that you may have this power at hand to work with every day in your everyday affairs. Remember, the power is for all levels of consciousness that you are learning. Physical, emotional, mental, psychic, creative, individual, universal, your master self, the self, the higher transcendent self and the purity and perfection of the Christos or Christ-like, into the spiritual self, into the holy God self, into the very causal body of your light that touches all other light, that is one with all other things, God within you. Mental power is held paramount within the mystic's mind. He holds the mental body as an absolute must to control. We are to be assertive and masculine in our control of our mental body, for it's like a powerful steed, a powerful horse, and it can run away with us if we're not careful. We are to be completely passive to spirit, open and receptive, and no aggressive energy at all towards the spirit. We must be passive and open in a spiritual indifference. But in the mental power, this takes control. It takes exercise to control the vastness of your mind. Most of you are not using the full extent of your mental power. It's been said that man uses only 1/10 of his brain. Well, he uses far less of the mental power that is available to him. You get bound in little circles of thought. You get bound in certain ideas of limitation of thought, and your mind just runs around in those smaller areas, not realizing there's great vast areas of creativity in the mind. There's great powers and abilities that will help you in your work, in your relationships, in your goals on the path to reach God consciousness. It takes control of the mental body. We've been building a bridge through the mental body, the rainbow bridge, to transfer our consciousness from the outer to the inner, from the lower to the higher, and now moving towards that transcendent self, the universal beingness, where you are one with all things are one with you. There is no separation. You are one. You can move by the power of your mind. Now, a stable mind is an absolute must for travel outside of the body, for mental projection or astral projection, soul travel or light body travel. You must have a steady mind, for it is the mind that holds all things in form. When the mind is not calm and steady, and is filled with thoughts and feelings and a lot of ideas and flowing of images, uncontrollable, then you cannot concentrate and move in a smooth, clear duration of consciousness in an out-of-body experience. So mental control is definitely needed for your spiritual flight. You're not earthbound when you travel in your light body. When you travel in your astral body, you can only travel on the astral plane, just as you can only travel in the physical plane with your physical body. Your mental body interpenetrates all the planes. It holds all the substances that you see here in form. The automatic mind of matter. It means that an element is always that element. It may be transformed temporarily by joining with some other element, but basically the two elements are still in the one that has joined. There is always this individualization of substance. And it's all this individualization that is coming in a cohesive way and bringing the power together in the mind. You can imagine it like this. You have a clear sky, and pretty soon you see a cloud forming in this clear sky. It becomes more distinct and more heavy. It becomes very white and fluffy. Then it begins to turn to a gray, where it begins to have much water in it, and it gets darker and darker. And then the rain falls from that cloud. The cloud dissipates from the sky, and then the water runs upon the earth. This principle is the same principle with different words that you use in your mind when you are controlling your thought strata. Thought strata is the substance that you create thought forms from. Every time you have an idea, every time you have a thought, every time you have anything move in your mind, there is a form created in the mind that you must speak from or relate from. Only when you're a direct channel of God do you overcome the need of thought forms. But to keep your point of view, you have created some form in the mind that you talk from, whether it be an abstract thought or a practical thought, something in reason and logic, something in your particular profession that has a way of thinking, in your particular organization, the way they think, the particular religion you are following, the way they think and act. All of these things make the thought strata. And that thought strata then gets attached to the aura. By a clearing of the mind, by a purification of the mind each day, by washing it clean with pure white light, just like you shower your body, you wouldn't think of walking around for a month without taking a bath. You know what that would be like. So why do you walk around with mind strata that is attached just like the dirt particles to the body? You must free your mind and keep it pure and free. Do not be insecure in thinking that you may not be able to remember things when you wash your mind. You are not destroying your subconscious mind. You are not changing and clearing the banks of knowledge at the heart. What you're doing is keeping the conscious mind pure. All of this thought strata will not leave you until you leave it go, till you stop using it and say, depart from me. And even then, it may hang outside of your aura for a while, knowing you, changing your mind, and will come back in when you need it. The worst thing can happen, it goes back to universal mind. The universal mind holds all of the forms. There is nothing new, and there's nothing new being created. There's nothing new under the sun. God already created everything. We're here for recreation. And sometimes we even wreck that by saying recreation. But we're here to recreate, to enjoy life, and to have a life full with God, abundance, with life here on earth in the fullness. If you were not meant to be here on earth, then you would not be here. But you're here now in a physical body, and this is your time to experience the fullness of this beautiful planet and the human race, to take this within your soul and spiritual nature when you ascend. This is a platform for experience. with elemental forces, with human forces, with angelic kingdom. But you are an eternal being, and you will leave here one day. These things will pass, but you will not pass. This experience of creating, when you call forth a thought form, it must come from some area of consciousness. It comes from the universal mind. Now man has used certain thought forms over and over and over again, so there is a unified field of the collective unconsciousness of the human beings. All humans add to this collective consciousness of humanity. And every time you think and feel and have some inner movement, belief, something you see or understand, you add to this sum total. We are pulling out of this totality of usage of thought forms, each individual. If you've learned English, you went to that English area of mind that pulled that thought form of English out for you. English was established as a form. All of your mathematics, there's different forms of mathematics. Basic mathematics, we have algebra, geometry, trigonometry that goes on and on into some of the greater mathematical sciences of the new atomic age. We are seeing now the use of these forms by association much quicker. For the people that are coming in now are reaching more forward in consciousness and not as bound to the past. You can tell this because the family unit isn't as secure and strong as it used to be. And many times families are traveling here and there, so friend units or social units are also being changed. The way we look at things nowadays, we feel very independent in this country of the United States and many other countries where we don't even know who lives next door or down the street. We're so involved in some other area of mind. And unless those people are in the same area of mind, we do not associate with them. We do not come in contact with them unless they use that same area of thought strata. See, a like attracts a like. And when you are working with thought strata, you call it up, and the strata is there. At the moment of the call, see, there is no time and there is no space limitation. So the moment the call is going on, the fulfillment is already there because that is one. The call and the fulfillment are one. There is no time and no space in that power of the mind to give you that. It is quicker than spontaneity. It's instant presence. It is always present. And so all things are present in the mind. And this collective consciousness of humanity has the presence of the usage of certain thought strata they've used over and over and over and over again. But it is those far-reaching and deep-thinking individuals that penetrate the old strata and reach out into the universe and gain new and expanded strata and bring that back to the earth, and then that is shared. Einstein was one of those type of individuals that pulled and stored light in his cosmic battery. Your pineal gland is the cosmic battery. When you are concentrating within the pineal gland, you cause hormonal excretions in the brain that heighten the brain to perceive light. The consciousness of light in an expanded conscious way. It expands to a cosmic conscious proportion. So when you are concentrating in the center of your head, you are actually stimulating that pineal gland. Now Einstein's was as big as a walnut. Most people have little shriveled up peas up there. If you've ever seen a little shriveled up pea that dried up on the counter after Thanksgiving or something, then you will know what I'm talking about. Thought strata and your ability to pull it in is in the control in the head centers. We've had you breathe through the crown chakra and out the brow and breathe through the centers of the head, breathing to draw this strata, to consciously clear the mind, to make connections with higher vibratory rates before your beliefs, before your knowledge, before your thinking, before your feelings, and before your instinctive reactions come into play. Bringing the energy at this detached state of the brow and the renounced state of the crown. It brings it unconditioned and without any ulterior motives. It is direct. It has no other purpose but what it is. Truth is always truth. It's not some other thing. Love is always love. It's not some other thing. Love is not hugging someone. Hugging is an expression of love. Or it may be an expression to get even with a guy, to give him a good strong bear hug and try to break his back or something, you see. So it's how it's used. Everything that has power that can be perverted to the negative or be in the right use towards the light. All power is neutral until its use. All power, including mental power, stands in a neutral, non-threatening state, non-aggressive nor passive, but in a state of being until used. All power comes from God. Whether it is personal power, or desire power, or thought power, or knowledge power, or prayer power, or seeing power, or being power, God is the font of all power. Man can pervert this power and has perverted it in the past. He has gave it wrong use. When you seek to hoard the power, that is wrong use. Only when you let things flow. Now remember, as we are accelerating here in consciousness and we're raising now in mental consciousness and power, we must be careful that we do not put our minds in power over the other individuals. That we use these gifts of God as we come into the higher mental strata that will become apparent to you as you practice. And sometimes this practice may take you years to unfold. Just because we are giving it to you in this 9-month course, this is not the end of the training. The training goes on as you apply the principles and the power that you've learned in this course. You are given the tools to go out and to live a life more abundant and free in the mind and being able to help your fellow man. Being able to walk in a God-conscious way and a universal intelligence. Having access to the heritage of humanity and your spiritual heritage. But this must be practiced until it is lived daily. So the powers we are teaching you, you must as a master choose darkness or light. There is no middle way for the master. The gold stands transcendent to the duality. It is a power of the oneness. The wisdom of God is used by darkness and light. The love of God is used by darkness and light. The truth of God is used by darkness and light. Understand this and firmly establish yourself that there is only one mind, one power working in the universe. It is God's mind, God's power. You use it by association. This is the infinite intelligence, the one mind, permeating all things, and all things are manifested of that mind stuff. The spirit is instilling life. The material forms are holding the form, but the mind stuff is what coordinates, coagulates, brings it to a cohesive unit. Now in thought strata, to perceive thought strata, you must be at the parasympathetic level of the nervous system. This calls for a concentration on your inner sound, the natal. That sound you hear late at night like a ringing in your ears. This power, and it is a power when used correctly, has a great stabilizing effect upon the mind. It also puts you in a position to see every thought form, every movement of mind, every movement of the mind. When somebody's talking to you, They have a form before they say anything. If you are in tune with the form, you will not have to hear the words. You will have a telepathic communication. When you are on the same frequency of mind as another individual, when you're on that same vibratory rate, in that same rhythm and vibration, then you perceive those thoughts that they are picking up. But this doesn't mean that you can't perceive thought form without tuning into an individual. What we're saying, if you want the particular use of the consciousness is coming from another person. If they have ideas they're transferring, knowledge they're transferring, creative arts they're transferring, business understanding they're transferring, you want to be able to take that thought form at its purest state in the full state, because you do not speak the thought form. You speak a description of the thought form. The words only describe the form. And the form is always greater than all the words that are spoken. You cannot exhaust the form in words. It stays constant there. But the constance is only 88 thousandths of a second. Understand this. Thought forms flash at 88 thousandths of a second. They flash, then energy moves over the brain, and the individual begins to talk from the ingrains and enlightened areas of the brain. When that light moves over the brain, it stimulates and lights certain ingrains in your consciousness, tracks that you've put down on the brain with electromagnetic energy and with the chemicals of the nervous system. You have impregnated ingrains in the cellular structure of the brain. So when the light comes upon it, it stimulates those particular ingrains because they are tuned to that frequency of light. Then you talk in your language from that thought form. There could be 10 people in the room all speaking different languages. A thought form would come and they would all talk from their association with that thought form out of their own programming. They would speak in their language. They would speak it out from their reflections in their own mind. Many times we're arguing over words when we've already seen the form together. And then we're arguing over how we're going to describe this form. That form is flashing. And these forms, if you're doing something, when these forms are flashing, then you will not see them. Most of the time, they're flashing around the head area. You will see like a golden haze of light in the strata around you. This golden haze in it, images form. Sometimes they are practical images, like persons, places, and things in the reality of this transitory world. Or they may be abstract symbols and forms from a more higher abstract area of mind. They may be very complex light forms from that spiritual level of your mind. God transfers the light. It comes into the form, comes into the brain, comes out the words. Understand this power. It's like a cloud that forms, but it doesn't take the time of the cloud up in the sky. It may not be a cloud. Let's take a look at our board here. This is just to recall when we were talking about thought strata before. We call them thought forms, or these symbols or images in the mind. You notice I made them very subtle here. You can barely see them. The reason I did that, because you can barely see the thought form. It is from your parasympathetic level. When you are concentrating on this sound, and your mind is in an open receptive area, and you gaze upon the aura of another individual, these subtle forms will flash. They may be whirls, they may be cloud-like, they may be stress-like, and you know all of the other forms that we've discussed, and this is a very few, because these take and make conglomerates, associations one with another, and they may be a form that doesn't look like the other thing. This here is a donut over a triangle with tracing lines. It means that There's a stress caused by the movement of piercing upwards through an all point of view that is looking all the way outwardly, all the way inwardly in the donut shape. It's also looking up and down. And so in this donut shape, we get to look inward, we get to look outward, we get to look up, we get to look down, we get to look in all the directions that this donut is shaped. You see? And so it means we're really looking over this thing as we're piercing into this form. So thought forms have conglomerates. They have structures like the atoms making molecular structure. You can equivalent the same type of consciousness to the mind. That there's forming there from these particles of light, the mind of light, that pure light, that pure light. It has no color, no oscillations, no vibrations, no form. It's unconditioned, and it doesn't come into conditioning until that spontaneity is needed. So all things are within this form, and they're all equal. But when you then call forth, it is there as if it has always been there. You realize something that has been there in the light. This may sound very confusing at first when you go into this area. Like there's no form, but there's form. All of the strata, this tiny little specks of light you've been seeing, that mana, that life force, penetrates the mind, comes from the mind, comes over the brain, and that light radiates over the brain, and this is how you get your thoughts consciously. By the radiation of the brain. When you are picking up in telepathic communication, you concentrate upon this line. The sound, the study within you is a line. It's one steady line of mind. It's maybe a humming, it may be sounding like wind, maybe a high-pitched frequency, you know. It can be at various vibrations. It is your vibratory rate. And if you listen to it closely, it's actually a chord of sound. There are many little sounds within it that make up the one sound. And they are the vibratory rates of your consciousness. They're like little dots on a meter. And you have a physical dot, emotional dot, a mental dot, a psychic dot, a creative dot, an individual dot, a universal dot, and these things all have to become still along this line of the mind. And see, you may see one of them moving. You have to say, you know, be still there, emotions, be still mind. As you're concentrating on this steady sound, the native, it creates a steady line. When you transfer your attention along this line to another individual, and you're open and receptive along that same line, telepathic communication. You can send and receive. But they also must be open and connected to you. This is not a one-way street, telepathic communication. It has to be a two-way. One way is the thought transference. Now, thought transference is when you conjure up a thought, you create a thought, you build a thought in your mind, and then you send it to someone. You transfer it from your head to their head. And people do this all the time unconsciously. They say, oh, I need some bread and milk. Maybe my husband will get it on the way home. Let me see. I'll see him getting it. And so at that moment, she built up the thought form, we need bread and milk, and then put her mind on the husband, and then he get it. At that moment, she transfers the thought. At the moment she sees the husband in the mind, she transfers the thought. Because you can't see him without touching his being with the mind. So whatever you're seeing in mind, you're touching with mind. Whatever you see in mind, you're touching with mind. So as soon as you see the person, you're touching them with the mind. There is no distance in mind. There's no time and space limitation. It's not like a plane where it takes so many hours to get there, or a boat or a car or walking. It is there at that very moment. Even if that individual's on the other side of the planet, it is there. It is there. I remember once my grandmother saying, quick, come here, Jerry. And that was my nickname. And I went over and she was holding my hand. She says, let's pray for your Uncle Dell right now. And so we prayed and we prayed and we prayed. Oh, God bless Uncle Dell. And we kept praying. And I wanted to stop. She says, no, no, we have to keep on going. So we kept praying, we kept praying. We look at the clock. 15 minutes went by and we're praying, praying. 20 minutes went by, half hour went by, an hour went by. I'm getting thirsty. See? And I'm just listening to the prayer about this time. But I'm there, you know, for my Uncle Dell with God. Well, several months later, he came back. And he had been, this was during the Second World War, he had been pinned down with his company for that particular time period. And at that very moment, my grandmother had felt him, her son, and transferred thoughts and protections calling for prayers for him at that very instant. And he was on the other side in Europe. He was not in the United States where we were praying. But he got it at that very moment. There is no distance in mind. At the moment you see it and see the other individual, you're giving it to. How many times do you say, oh, I know what you've been thinking about, to someone? Certainly, because when they thought about you, they touched your mind. If you are awake, you will know everyone that touches your mind. Many times students are praying, help, help. I can hear this, and I go in my light body. I appear and bring help, bring light, working on the inner planes of light, in the strata of the mind that is not bound by material substance. It is in a higher vibratory rate. It is in a different polarity than this physical universe. So there is the physiological universe, and the mental universe, and the spiritual universe. These three worlds are your dominions. You must control the mind and see it as a mental world, just as you see this physical world. It has forms, it has areas of consciousness, like there are countries, like there are oceans. All of this is in the form of the mind. Understand, the mind is like a great ocean and drops form in this ocean. Not outside of it, like here on the physical dimension, that drop from the sky. But now understand this principle, that it forms within itself. When God said, let there be light, it is mind that held the light in form, the power of the mind of light, the Christos, the anointed mind of God. Excuse me. Now, we've just stacked a lot of thought forms on top of your head. You're probably feeling some pressure there. So we're going to see how they have weight. What I want you to do is I want you to do three cleansing breaths and make this movement over the head. Do that. Now notice the difference in the lightness of the head. You've just taken the hands with their etherical energies and strata and have cleared the head area. It becomes lighter. We've been piling thought forms on top of your head. When someone talks to you, you may get a headache. They're trying to put so much into it. You see? Transferring these thoughts. They mean they got this thought and then they're trying to put it on you. And if you don't want it, then you're resisting, you see. And you may feel like someone's intruding in the areas you don't want to intrude. Putting their nose where it doesn't belong, as grandmother said. You know? And you don't want them in there. It's none of their business what you're doing in there. So you put a little shield up. You put a little shield up. You say, I don't want this one to see, and I want that one to see, and I don't want this other one to see. Well, all those little shields is the very things that keep you from seeing the thought strata. When you have an open mind, like an open door, nothing can stick to you. It will flow through. It will flow through. I got accused of letting that happen a lot when I was a kid, because my grandmother said, gee, it goes in one ear and right out the other. See, you can let it flow through. You may have thought, well, I've got to hold everything in there. Well, you'll blow the top of your head off if you keep that up. There'll be so much pressure in there, you see, like a volcano going off. You feel it. Feel the pressures building up in the front and the back of the head. When these areas are being penetrated and you are resistant to them, when you open your mind and expand it to the proportions of God consciousness, then nothing can bind you. When the mind is open and free, nothing can bind you. It is the binding of images of the law of limitation that takes effect in the mind. The first law of manifestation is limitation, and it is this limitation of form that we talk from. We limit our attention in the all-pervading mind. And sometimes this limited attention gets bound, is not open to all things. You can be talking to somebody and they are off in some other area of mind. They don't even hear a word you're saying. And you have to raise your voice and raise your voice. Sometimes you have to go over there and tap them and go, "Oh, were you talking to me? Where were they at? Where were they at?" They were somewhere in their mind. They were definitely not in the body because the ear was getting the vibration, but they were someplace else, not perceiving the sound in the ear. Someone watching television, somebody concentrating on a book, on a project, on a display of some kind of creativeness or a correlation of organization, they center in those areas. And people can be walking in and talk to them, and they go, "What? Oh, you're talking to me?" Because they're in this exclusive area of mind. They have attuned to just a certain strata, and they want to hold that thought. They want to hold that strata until they're done with it, and then they let it go. You see? You see what I'm talking about, these forming of the thought forms in the mind. And so when you're doing telepathic communication, you have an open line on the same frequency as the other individual. You're tuned in. You know the way to tune in is to love someone. When you love someone, there's an openness, a flow. So love is the strongest opening there is. Do not misuse this. Do not love somebody just so you can get something over on them. This is a perversion and an invasion of their privacy. You shouldn't be going around poking into everybody's thought forms. Well, when I first started, I wouldn't see everybody's. You know, I went around, I was looking. But I wouldn't let them all see I was looking. Many times I'd set off in the bushes and look. One time I went back in the cave, and I was sitting in the back of the dark part of the cave as people come in. I watched them. They couldn't see me because my eyes had adjusted to the dark, and when they come in, they were still light-sighted, and they weren't night-sighted, you see. But after about 20 minutes in the dark, I could see very clearly in the cave, but they couldn't see. And it was a great big cave on the island of Kauai, and it was a big dry cave, and it went back hundreds and hundreds of feet. And I sat back there, and I watched the people. They come in, they look back in this dark place, and about the time they turn around, I go, "Hey, someone in there?" I just sat there. They go to move again. I go, "Someone look there?" Someone pick a rock up and throw it. It's very interesting. What's in there? See? Sometimes when we can't see what's in there because the person has adjusted to the light in that area of mind, we may be in another area with a different brilliance or denseness of light and not be able to see them until we adjust, till we get off our position, till we let go. See, it's a higher mental power, thought transference. It's higher mind power. It's not intellectual power. It is the higher mental power. It is a higher strata. And so it is in a brighter, less dense energy. And if someone is too dense, they will not see the fineness. If you're too fine, you will not see the denseness. You'll be on different polarities, different levels of the mind. The mind does have levels. Instinctive mind, subconscious mind, intellectual mind, environmental mind, creative mind. Remember all the mind levels. There is a great, great storehouse of knowledge, a great storehouse of power. The records of the planet are in the mind. This planet has records and is the mental power that holds those records in form. As this planet moves through space, it leaves a light record behind it. The mind of light holds this record in form. The recording angels, if you will, hold all the records in form. If you talk to the recording angels, they can give you the information. Well, see, what we're doing is we're personalizing. We say recording angels so we can get association with that factor that collects that type of information and holds it for a particular individual expression. This planet has an individual expression all of its own with all of everything that's going on it. It makes a sum total of its expression, and that leaves a trail behind it as it moves through space. So many times when you're putting your mind in the past, you're getting strung out because you're going back along this stream of light. How fast is the planet moving? I mean, it's moved thousands of miles since yesterday in its orbit. And so yesterday's thoughts is thousands of miles away. How far would it be for like 5 years or 10 years ago? Those are really back there in the record, aren't they? But they are right here present as well in the Akasha sustaining power of the ring that's around the planet. So through this ring, you go through this ring into that record. And there is no time, no space, so you're not being strung out. Only when you're in your ego level do you have to get strung out. That's where you are separate. But when you go to this higher level of subjective mind, where you blend and flow and expand with it, then you are no longer bound. Mental suggestions are the most powerful suggestions. Even auto-suggestion uses mental suggestion. Verbal suggestions use mental suggestion. But mental suggestion can be used alone. When you are waiting someplace, when you're not doing anything else, and you have... I never wait. I'm always doing something. When you have this opportunity, you should be doing your practice mentally. You should be running over the bridge. You should be reassociating each of the principles, the path to enlightenment. You should be practicing your exercises, the spiritual attunement, to keep your mind focused on those things. Instead of worry, instead of all these other things, transfer your attention to another part of mind. You're not bound in any part of mind unless you bind yourself there. You're truly a free being. Mental suggestion can be sent inwardly. It also can be sent outwardly. You can make a mental suggestion to some other individual. Do not misuse this power. Do not misuse it. You have mastery of the mind. When you master your mind, you will master all minds. One last movement. You need this very technique here. No time, no space. See, think, feel, and know. When you are traveling in your mind or your astral body or your light body, the first thing you must see your body. You see your body clear. Then you begin to think your body. What this does, it begins a separation from the physical body to the mental body. You're making a transference here. You think the body. Then you feel the body. And at that point, you get to feel the body that you are thinking of. At that moment, you can begin to move. You begin to move. You then know you are moving. The knowing is what moves you. The thinking is just the where you're placing the attention. The feeling creates a desire, a movement of the astral form, and the knowledge is what brings a cohesive image all together, to know you're moving. And we'll talk about this more in another lesson, but I want you to understand when you're doing this, when you leave point A, where your physical body is, you enter no time, no space consciousness. And so it's like moving without moving. May God's great and Holy Spirit guide you. May you live and move and have your being in the light. Blessings of light. blessings of light. I was just concentrating on the soundless. In the vibratory rates, there is a movement back and forth. At the moment the sound reaches its peak and starts its backward movement, just before it starts the backward movement, there's an area of soundlessness and stillness. This is where you escape the vibratory rates. This week, we want you to gaze upon the soundless, that interval between the vibrational impulses. When it reaches its apex and begins to drop again, you want to concentrate at that point where it is still and silent. Gaze on the soundlessness in the mind. The second thing we give you to go along with this is the breath. We want you to concentrate on the breathless. The breathless. So it's soundless, breathless. Now when you are breathing, there's a moment when you're coming in that you stop and then you go out. That moment of stop there, that is a breathless state for just that minute moment. You're to concentrate at that point. First of all, you do the balanced breath, and then you go into this state. By doing the balanced breath for a minute or so, you build up an oxygen in the blood. And so then you can hold a breathless state. So you do your balanced breath, and then you hold a breathless state, concentrating on the inner sound until you reach that apex where you can escape in the soundless. So it's gaze upon the soundless, and practice breathlessness. Many times when you are meditating and you reach the deeper trance states, you will stop breathing. Do not be afraid of this. It is only a hesitation. You will start again. If you're meant to be on earth, you will be here. If God wants to take you, aren't you happy to go? This week's meditation, we went through the astrophysics logos. We want to go over the bridges and see this logos again and go through the crystal eye of the logos. When you go through the crystal eye and you come out on the other side, you're then to concentrate on God, one without a second. One without a second. God, one without a second. There's nothing opposed to God. God is Almighty God. He's not part mighty God. And we have Almighty God to communicate with, to be one with. All-powerful, almighty, everlasting, eternal, infinite, beyond words, beyond all you can think, beyond sensations, beyond all of these things, but in all these things, one without a second, God. Do not make any separations in your mind. All things are God, all things are God. All things are God, all things are God. We'll purify this universe as we chant. May God's great and Holy Spirit guide you. May you attune to the one without a second in whom we all live and move and have our being. Blessings of life.